starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا. فهم کرن نو آخافتن اب زمان انگلیزی دکاره جوار ربه به آلی کار جبو هون جیان خوال آسترالیا باشتر بکن. ده هر بشکی ده امیل جیان او و گوتنین آسترالیان بنیرن. هون ده زمان خوی انگلیزی باشتر بکن لسر آسترالیا فیر ببن او ده همان دمه ده دمک خوش در باس بکن.
Yeah, plenty of times. Learn English helped me to talk about quantities. Heaps!
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
This is a special episode for us. You know why? It's our 100th episode. To us, that's a big number. So we decided that for this episode, we will talk about numbers. Quantities, to be more precise. I'm Josipa, and today I'm taking you to Claire's, who just entered. Bags of Christmas shopping in her hands. The thought of Christmas,
I need to wrap these,
makes you smile. Claire puts some music on, makes herself a cup of tea, and is ready to start wrapping her presents when Alan arrives.
There are a few presents waiting to be wrapped.
Just a few? I saw loads of bags on the table.
True, but for roughly half of them, I'll use the same wrapping paper. That will speed things up.
That's still plenty to wrap.
There are a lot of English expressions for talking about quantities, and the words themselves are pretty simple. The key is knowing when to use each one. So today, we are focusing on how much each phrase really means and when to use it. Let's begin. We will start small and get bigger.
There are a few presents waiting to be wrapped.
We use a few when we are referring to a small number of things that you can count. We say countable things. We use it when we want to say that there is a small quantity of whatever it is, but enough to matter. We can also use the phrase a couple of, which technically means only two, but can be used in some contexts for about two. If you are not exactly sure how many, but it is a small number.
I bought a couple of different flavors, so you can choose.
When it's a bit more than a few, we can use the word several.
There are several questions I'd like to ask.
But let's say we want to talk about a lot of something. We could use Alan's example.
I saw loads of bags on the table.
If you say you've got loads of something, you mean you have a lot, a big number or amount. It's a really common, informal way to talk about a quantity that you think is large or large enough. So you could say,
please stay for dinner. We've got loads of food.
You could also say plenty of, which means pretty much the same thing.
We've got plenty of time.
Other casual phrases we can use to mean the same thing are heaps of or tons of.
She's got heaps of clothes.
We've got tons of work to do.
So we talked about a small, medium and large quantities. But what about if you want to describe a really, really, really big number? This is where English is fun, because you can use a made-up word like gazillion.
There are gazillions of shops in that mall.
You could also use zillion or bazillion. None of these are real numbers, but they do sound big, don't you think? Now, remember we said that a few refers to a very small countable number of something? Well, if we want to talk about a slightly larger amount, we can say quite a few, which actually means the opposite.
There are quite a few presents on your table.
We often use quite a few when we think the number is a little larger than we might expect.
True, but for roughly half of them, I'll use the same wrapping paper.
We can use roughly to describe an amount, number, or time that is approximate, not exact. It's often used when you want to give a general idea rather than a precise measurement. For example, I've already spent roughly half of my budget for presents. And how about you? Do you have a lot of presents to buy at this time of the year? Some people buy heaps of presents when they go to visit their families, while others only buy a few. What about you? While you think about who you need to give presents to and when, let's hear the dialogue once again.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a few presents waiting to be wrapped.
Just a few? I saw loads of bags on the table.
True, but for roughly half of them, I'll use the same wrapping paper. That will speed things up.
That's still plenty to wrap.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. When we say that we have a few of something, we have...
When we say we have a few of something, we're talking about a small number. Not many, but more than one.
When we say we have quite a few of something, we have...
When we say we have quite a few of something, we mean a noticeable or fairly large number. More than just a few, but not loads.
Let's now practice saying that we have a lot of presents.
I saw loads of bags on the table.
She's got heaps of presents.
I'm buying a ton of presents for my family.
There are a few presents waiting to be wrapped.
On our website, we have learning notes and transcripts to help you with your learning. Make sure you follow us on our socials, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me today.
لايك بكا بارا بكا تابنيا خب نفسنا SBS كردي لسر فيسبوك بشوبنا.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.